When Bernard Madoff's fraudulent investment fund was revealed, victims saw their retirement funds and treasured inheritances vanish in thin air. Victims demanded that the law work to compensate their losses and prevent future schemes. The answer, however, is that only you can prevent Ponzi schemes. Originally called a robbing Peter to pay Paul scheme, in which early investors are repaid out of infusions by later investors, this type of fraud is hundreds of years old and still popular today. Ponzi schemes get their nickname in this country from Carlo Ponzi, who was arrested in Boston in 1920 for running a very popular multi-million dollar Peter Paul scheme. Ponzi had lured investors with the promise to double their money in 90 days and made good on that promise with cash invested by later investors. However, like all Peter Paul schemes, Ponzi's was doomed to fail. At some point, there aren't enough investors on the face of the earth to repay all the investors with accrued claims. This does not, however, stop con artists from running illegal Ponzi schemes even today. Bernie Madoff's scheme preyed on the wealthy and connected, but it was still a Ponzi scheme. Madoff promised to invest his victims' money and give them a 10 to 15% return in any market. But instead of investing the money, Madoff used it to finance his lavish lifestyle and repay investors who withdrew. In the end, Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison, but his victims may see restitution of just pennies on the dollar. The money is gone. In some everyday pyramid schemes, victims are offered a business opportunity requiring an initial investment and are also pressured to recruit others to buy into this opportunity for a percentage of the recruit's buy-in. The con man only vaguely describes the opportunity or product, perhaps as the ability to double your income or make a fortune through real estate or internet selling. These fraudsters pose as legitimate multi-level marketing businesses like Tupperware, Mary Kay, and others. Other Madoff-like schemers pose as managers of wildly successful investment funds that rarely accept outside investors. But now here is your once-in-a-lifetime chance to invest. So how do you prevent these schemes? Don't be a victim. These schemes have always been illegal, but they never disappear. However, con men need suckers in order to survive, and our job is not to be suckers. Con artists take advantage of the most base human failing, greed. If the opportunity sounds too good to be true, then it is. Ask questions. Do your own internet research. Be skeptical if the offeror asks for lists of friends who could also benefit from the opportunity. Don't be pressured or flattered into investing or participating. Remember, once you have parted ways with your money, even if the fraudster is ultimately brought to justice, you will probably never see your money again. The Madoff victims can have some satisfaction that Bernie will never leave prison, but they would probably rather have their money back. I'm Christine Hurt.